Good morning. 6:32 a.m. on Saturday, July the 7th, 2018. Seven's on my brain. 7/7/18, not 7/7/17. So yesterday was a bit of a disappointment. Yesterday was a bit rugged. As we used to say down east, I was a bit rugged in terms of what we were trying to get accomplished and what we got done. Rugged day, rugged day. So, the air conditioning guys showed up about an hour earlier than I expected to see them. And thrashed around for an hour. And the upshot was, I need to replace the AC. And the recommendation was, rather than just replacing the compressor, because the compressor is hosed, that we replace the whole unit. Because the incremental cost of replacing the whole unit, which is 20 years old, is relatively small compared to just replacing the compressor, which is apparently the biggest cost element of the whole system. That is a crop duster. That sound you hear, it sounds like an egg beater. A really big egg beater. So that was a bit of a distraction. And then they had to go to the grocery store because I didn't have anything to fix for dinner. And then an hour and a half later, I had to go back to the grocery store because we generally keep a pantry of commonly used items like soft drinks, and some of you probably are aware that there are people who are particularly fussy about what soft drink they drink. That happens to be the case in my house. And so I had to go back and get some Dr. Pepper, because we were out of Dr. Pepper. Now, I don't drink any carbonated beverage anymore. I used to go through 7-Up like it was water. I gave that up years ago, and now all soft drinks taste odd. I don't find them particularly enjoyable anymore. So I lost track of the soft drink level in the pantry. And in spite of the fact that I had gone to the grocery store in the morning, because I was not actually aware that we were out, I didn't buy any. So off I went again. And we got a letter from the IRS on Thursday. This wasn't one of these emergency phone call things with a robocall, the whole bit. This was an actual letter from the IRS. They asked some questions about our 2016 1040. And there were a couple of things that we needed to track down. Now, we pay the income tax. We pay huge income tax, including some penalties because I didn't pay my quarterlies correctly. So all of the income is accounted for, even the stuff that they are taking umbrage over, because it could very well be that most of the things they have trouble with is 1099s, that 1099 MISCs that they couldn't find accounted for on the Schedule C. And it could very well be that the issue is they're looking for it under some line or category different from the royalty line that we used. So we have to put together a packet of explanations and address all of the issues that they underscored. And get it back. So part of what I had to do yesterday was contact a bank. They had a problem with an IRA rollover, because in 2016 we brought all of our miscellaneous retirement incomes in from a little bit here, a little bit there, and consolidated them into some relatively reasonable stacks of money that we could allocate for investment. And we worked with an accountant. We worked with a professional, so I'm pretty sure that we're good. So I had to get in touch with them and get copies of stuff from the bank so that they could we could put it in the packet and show them, yes, this was a rollover. It was handled by the bank. I didn't even see the money. Because they're counting it as a retirement disbursement and I didn't claim it. I don't know why they're counting it as a retirement disbursement. It was right on the 1040, right on the cover page, that it was a rollover, but somebody's getting a little bit fussy about the forms, I guess. It's not like I didn't pay the taxes. It's not like those 1099s are extra income besides what I paid taxes on. And I suppose what this means is they're going to do the same thing for last year's taxes, because we filled out the forms the same way. At any rate, so yesterday was a really broken up day. Yesterday was about, I think I got 4 sprints in, and of the 4, really the only one that wasn't interrupted at some point in time was the one at 9 o'clock at night. And for that one, I don't think I was even awake. So yesterday's word count production was pretty small. But you know what? I've had small production days before. I'll have them again. Oh, get ready, say it with me. Monkey post. I've already had my first sprint of the morning. I've got fans set up to pick up some of this nice cool 60 degree air and suck it in the house a little bit. The ambient temperature in the house this morning is 80 degrees. And I'm trying to cool it down a little bit, so it has, when we close up around mid-morning, we'll close the house up and pull the thermal blinds and do the whole thing. We'll start from maybe 77 to 75, I hope. But about the time the inside-outside air equalizes, it will be around the mid-70s, so it has to build up a lot of heat before it becomes really uncomfortable. And having the fans out and available, they're usually in a closet. Having them out and available will make it easier to redeploy them. As the day heats up. So yeah, I didn't finish the book yesterday. I know the ending is right, like right here. I'm at the build-up. There's going to be one final confrontational scene. Which will actually, it's a minor. It's a minor conflict issue. It's uncanny how often along this stretch of road, this stretch of the sidewalk, is where I stop talking. One of my fellow board members and friend from the writing world, Jeffy Kennedy. She writes paranormal and PNR, paranormal romance, and some contemporary romance. Or I guess it's historical. I can't remember. Her Torturous Moons series, she's self-published that one. I've read that. I think I'm a book behind. I have to catch up. It's really good. It has some it has some sexy times in it. But it's really good. First book is Lonen's War, L-O-N-E-N apostrophe S, War, W-A-R. It's an interesting magic system. There's male magic and female magic, and they do different things. Anyway, Jeffy started listening, and she heard me complaining about myself not talking, and she apparently mainlined several episodes in a row, and now she's inspired to start her own. So hers is first cup of coffee. Topic I can get behind. I've listened to the first couple episodes. They're pretty cool. And it's Jeffy, J-E-F-F-E, Kennedy, like John. But she said it wasn't dead air, because you hear my boots, you hear the birds, you hear everything going on around me, even though I'm not talking. And she says, less dead air and more like a comfortable pause in a conversation. I like that. I wouldn't have thought of it that way, because I'm too close to it. I don't see it. I still don't quite understand why people subscribe, why people listen, but I still think it's more like, well, here's a guy who's an artist, who's an author, who does his art, and he's just a guy, to quote Ishmael Wong. If he can do it, maybe I can do it. If not, at least it's interesting. And I don't know why it's interesting, but apparently it's interesting. A little slice of life, a little insight into my day. Spend a little time with me in the morning, at least in my morning, whenever you listen to it. So, hi, Jeffy, welcome. Boy, I'm lagging. I'm not keeping up with my beats this morning. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.